New Hampshire is joining other states in reducing unemployment benefits back to pre-pandemic levels. The move is designed to push more people back into the workforce as the economy reopens. By now, you've likely heard that restaurants are really struggling to hire enough people. That's because the problems they face are older and more complicated than other industries. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the pandemic is prompting some industry veterans to rethink how restaurant workers get paid.
For 67 years, Hart's Turkey Farm Restaurant has had one star item on its menu.
I make turkey in every way that you can imagine.
Sim Willey is third generation owner of this Meredith institution.
Turkey piccata, turkey dinner, turkey croquettes, turkey nuggets.
Hart's is a big restaurant. At full capacity, it seats about 600 people.
You ever get sick of turkey?
I do not.
On a busy day, he's cooking and serving 140-pound turkeys. For that, you need a big staff. Willie has about 230 employees during the busy summer tourist season. But this year, the applicants just aren't showing up.
I'm approximately about 100 short on my staff this year at this point.
There's a shortage of workers across lots of sectors of the job market right now, and it's particularly intense for restaurants. Willie says he's lucky to get one applicant a week. So to try and attract people, he's bumping up wages.
You know, we used to start everyone around $12 an hour. We're now closer to that $15, $16 an hour, depending on the job.
There are a few reasons why Hart's is struggling to hire. One issue is housing. It's expensive to live in a tourist area like the Lakes region. There are demographic issues. Lots of retirees and second homeowners live in New Hampshire. Not a lot of young people who typically staff restaurants. Hart's in the past has used J-1 visas to bring over international workers, but those programs have been limited due to COVID. And the shortage has real consequences.
At some point in time, if we don't get more help, I will have to consider, do I close a day a week? Do I not open for lunch? Or different things like that, which I'd prefer not to do.
There's one other factor that lots of restaurateurs I spoke with say has been slowing down hiring, the additional $300 a week in unemployment benefits the federal government has been paying. Starting next month, Governor Chris Sununu is following other Republican governors in ending that program.
Employers are opening up faster than we even envisioned, the need for that $300 incentive or opportunity for folks not to have to be at work, the need for that is drastically dwindling.
The argument is that with smaller benefits, workers will come off the sidelines. But that doesn't mean people will necessarily come back to the restaurant industry.
The pandemic definitely gave a lot of people a renewed perspective.
Lily Jan is a lecturer of food and beverage management at the Hotel School of Cornell University. She says restaurants have long struggled to hire enough staff. The pandemic only magnified it. Jan says when many of her industry friends got laid off last year during the shutdown, a lot of them decided to find new careers.
What did they tell you? What are some of the reasons they're giving for leaving the industry?
They had some time off to think about what they wanted to do and who they wanted to be and where they wanted to spend their time. And I think a lot of people were reflecting and saying, this isn't necessarily where I want to go back to.
In New Hampshire right now, there are about 5,000 fewer restaurant workers than there were pre-pandemic. It's unclear how many will come back. It's hard for servers to work on their feet all day for minimum wage, $3.27 an hour plus tips. Jan says service workers often feel undervalued.
These are people who are there for consumers and guests on their best days, for weddings and anniversaries and proposals, on their worst days, for funerals and commiserating job losses and things like that, on all of the days in between when life is too hectic and you just need to grab a pizza from somewhere. These are the people that are there for you in good times, in bad times, in stressful times. But yet somehow, we think that they are only worth the literal minimum in compensation.
The challenge is restaurants are already running on thin margins. And if they pass on the cost of higher wages, customers may not want to pay more for that turkey sandwich. And remember, at Hart's in Meredith, Sim Willey has already boosted wages, but still isn't getting applicants.
You know, this is my family's business. This is our legacy, or my legacy now. And I just wanted to get through the pandemic. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my goodness, we're going to get through it. And then one day we're going to open. And now I don't have a staff.
Not enough staff means not as many customers. And that's not something any restaurant wants to contemplate. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.